Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at nissanusa.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's vitamin C whitening fluoride toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
I'm Tony Brisky. Thanks for joining us. We're now going to take you to a news conference that took place just minutes ago in Houston with Houston Police Chief Troy Finner, along with detectives in the HPD Missing Persons Unit, discussing new details in the investigation involving Rudy Farias, who's 25 years old. Let's head there now.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. We're here to discuss the missing person investigation of Rudy Farias.
Good morning. I'm Lieutenant Zamora with the Homicide Division Missing Persons Unit. To my left, I have Detective Sergeant Jimenez, Detective Brian Fort, and Detective Atlanta Claiborne. Today we're discussing facts related to 25-year-old Rudy Farias, who was reported missing on March 7, 2015. He was 17 years old when his mother reported him missing. During the eight-year time frame where he was missing, investigators followed up on many tips, leads, collected evidence proving that Rudy was not missing during the eight-year period. Many of these facts included contacts and statements with relatives, friends, neighbors, and medical professionals. Rudy was recently identified as having previous HPD interactions, meaning that he made contact with patrol officers out on the street. However, during these contacts, fictitious names and date of births were given, misleading the officers, and Rudy would remain missing. In fact, both Janie, Rudy's mother, and Rudy himself gave fictitious names while interacting with various patrol officers. After investigators talked with him yesterday, it was discovered that Rudy returned home the following day on March 8th, 2015. The mother, Janie, continued to deceive police by remaining adamant that Rudy was still missing. She alleged her nephew was the person friends and family were seeing coming and going. However, we disputed that. Currently, the DA has declined any charges at this time for making fictitious reports and failure to ID. Investigators have reached out to Adult Protective Services. HPD Victim Services has reached out. We've also connected Rudy with victim services to ensure that he has a method to recover. Now, based on Rudy's interview, there were no reports of sexual abuse reported. If there is a disclosure made, we will continue to investigate. Currently, the investigation is active, and there are new leads coming in. We'll continue to follow those leads. We do take all allegations seriously, and any new information or facts that we receive will be investigated.
Thank you, Lieutenant. One question at a time, please. Hold on. Not yell them out.
I'm going to let him translate, then we're going to do it.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, Chief.
Thanks.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
Buenos días y gracias a todos por estar aquí. Antes de hablar sobre el caso involucrando a la persona desaparecida, Rudy Farías, vamos a hablar un poquito sobre un asunto que ha aparecido en las noticias, que es referente a las cámaras montadas en el tablero de los vehículos policíacos. Queremos avisarles que de todos los vehículos que tenemos en nuestra flota, no todos necesitan una cámara montada. Muchos vehículos son usados en investigaciones, no hacen paros de detención de tráfico, y esos no necesitan cámaras montadas. También, si son vehículos que van a ir a asuntos comunitarios, esos vehículos no necesitan cámaras montadas. Lo que sí podemos decirles es que de los que sí necesitan cámaras montadas, el 50% de nuestros vehículos tienen esas cámaras. Y estamos trabajando con el alcalde, que nos ha dado $2 millones para ponerle las cámaras al resto de nuestros vehículos. Aproximadamente 143 vehículos van a ser, se les va a agregar esa cámara montada, y esperamos acabar con el resto de la flota cuando haya fondos necesarios. Ahora, referente al caso de Rudy Farías, queremos... voy a hablar un poco sobre lo que dijo el teniente de esta investigación. En el 2015 se reportó a este individuo como una persona desaparecida. En ese momento tenía 17 años de edad. La investigación que han conducido los detectives nos indica de que esta persona en realidad no estaba desaparecida, que hubo contactos con la policía durante estos 8 años. Desafortunadamente, cuando hubo contacto con la policía, este individuo dio otro nombre, un nombre ficticio, y por eso nunca se pudo indicar en nuestros récords, en nuestros archivos, de que esta persona que había sido reportada desaparecida había tenido contacto con la policía. Entonces, van a contestar sus preguntas. En este momento nada más quiero decirles de que cualquier necesidad que tenga Rudy se le va a dar. Si necesita ayuda de nuestras divisiones de asistencia a víctimas, se les va a proporcionar. ¿Okay? No se les ha dado ninguna, el procurador, la oficina del procurador no ha aceptado ningún cargo en este momento. Gracias.
Go ahead, right.
We heard from activist Quinnell X, and he made some shocking allegations that he was in the room with a detective, and he heard from Rudy firsthand. He said that there were sexual abuse allegations and that he was drugged by his mother. From what you just said today, are you saying that the activist was lying?
Basically, what we're saying is our investigation is our investigation, and we treat it the same. We're going to our investigators were in the room, and basically, you know, what they heard and what they interviewed, that's what we attest to in all offense reports and all investigations. And I'm not here, neither are they here, to question anybody's integrity. But our integrity with the Houston Police Department stands, and we're going to report and put in offense reports what a victim or a potential victim tells us. Okay?
But just to be clear, in that room, the detective did not hear anything about sexual abuse allegations. Correct. Can you just clear that up?
Yeah, Sergeant Stephanie Menez. Yes, I interviewed him, and no, there was no, you know, I'm trained to listen for probable cause. I'm trained to listen for statements that can help me get charges or move forward with a case. And no, there was no statements made During this investigation so far, no.
Thank you. Next question. Go ahead, Mario.
Can that be answered?
Wait a minute. Go ahead.
I want to get clarification on this, Chief, because there's a key word there. You said there was no reports of sexual abuse. Is that correct, sir, what you said?
That is correct, coming from Ruby Ferris.
Was there any conversations about a sexual relationship between the mother and the son?
Okay. So we don't release any type of information related to sexual assault. That's just state law. Okay. I can't comment on that.
Go ahead.
Is Rudy a victim then in all of this, or did he and his mother work together? And I mean, he wasn't missing now.
The investigation is still going on, Courtney, and I'm not going to say that he's a victim or not. I'm thinking, you know, and saying we're going to treat this just as we do with any potential victim or victim, and we're going to give respect to everybody that's involved. We're going to conduct our investigation, and we're kind of right at the beginning of it. This investigation is going to go on after this press conference.
What's next? Could we see any charges?
If charges are you know, appropriate, they'll see, but let us conduct the investigation. And what's next, Courtney, just as any other investigation, we're going to follow our evidence. We're going to do more interviews, and we're going to follow the evidence, and I think that's important. Go ahead.
Chief, can you say, were there any signs of mental illness, that he might be mentally ill, that his mother might be mentally ill?
We're not going to say that right now in any way. We're going to conduct the investigation. It's really too early to determine that. There are going to be some more parts to the investigations, and you know, some of that may come into play, but right now.
So just because there were some other allegations that he had been held prisoner, that he had been taken to Mexico, is there any indication that that was true, or was that like a delusion?
Lieutenant.
You guys
want to answer?
Because that would have been kidnapping, right, or holding somebody against their will?
We don't have any information to say that there was any kind of kidnapping or anything like that right now.
Okay.
Have any search warrants been served at the house, which used to be?
I think it's no search warrants.
No, at the time he was reported missing 8 years ago, being missing is not a crime. So the detectives had no lawful means or probable cause to issue a search warrant for the residence, which was searched several times.
We're going to work our way down and we'll get back to you. Go ahead. Yes.
On the dash cams, what's the timeline for installation for the new ones?
There is no permanent timeline. As you can imagine, there's a cost to it, and there are some complications. And give you one just quick thing, a challenge. 200 of our vehicles are modeled 2014, are older. That's a challenge. I'm not, you know, when we're up against a financial budget like we are, you know, you got to pick and choose, and you got to prioritize some things. So, but as quickly as funding comes in, we're going to work to get in all of our patrol vehicles and those vehicles that come into contact with the public with dash cams. But I want people to realize one thing. 100% of our officers that's out there on the streets have body-worn cameras on. 100%. And we know for a fact that if you would choose dash cams, I'd love to have both systems, okay, 100%. But once you get out that car, where most things happen in an interaction hand-to-hand, I want that body-worn camera. But as we get funding in, and as I said, the mayor is stepping up, and like he always does, but he can only do so much. This funding issue didn't start, and I'm going to say this, I stay away from politics, okay? But the citizens in Houston, at some point in time, we're going to have to really face how we're going to properly fund public safety and public servants, okay, because you need better fire trucks, you need better equipment. We can't keep kicking that can down the street. We're going to have to talk about things of a revenue cap, but we'll leave it to the politicians. Next question. Go ahead.
So I heard you mention that there was no need for a search warrant when he was reported missing years ago, but in between yesterday and the date that he was discovered, was anything searched? Was anybody questioned? Did anybody go by the house?
Rudy and his mother were interviewed yesterday. As far as anyone going to the house, It's still active investigation. We can't release details pertaining to that.
Going for quick clarity, was he 17 at the time of that he was missing?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
So he's 25. He's
25 now. Yeah. Go ahead, Mario. I'll get you all up.
Quick clarity, was there a missing persons report filed by his mother at the very beginning?
That was in March 7th, 2015.
So there was a missing persons report that was filed?
Correct.
And so this is what I'm asking on this end. Could the mother be detained for filing a missing persons report and never once informing HPD that he came home?
Yes, she could be reported or detained. That offense is a Class C misdemeanor, which is similar to a traffic citation.
Right.
Rudy Farias was found on Thursday. Your investigator spoke to him nearly a week later. Do you think it was a mistake not to speak to him sooner? You said yourself the DA has not accepted charges. That's a week where evidence could be destroyed. What's your response to that?
So it's procedure for the investigation to go through a channel. And when it reaches us, we review it. There was no urgency to investigate a recovered or found person. And I say that because patrol officers made contact with him. They ensured that he was safe. They contacted HFD to make sure that he didn't need medical treatment, and he was cleared on scene by HFD. He refused transportation to the hospital. His mother took him to the hospital later on that evening.
What the lieutenant has said, I think, is important. You can't force a potential victim of a missing person, okay, with nothing else to come in and give a statement. So it takes time to try to work with people to get that statement.
And Chief, I know you believe in transparency, and I just, for the public, we're going to put this on the news and it's going to cause more questions, because yesterday we hear from the activist who makes these shocking allegations, and as a reporter who was there, I did see him myself go in and out of the room, so it was clear that he had some sort of communication.
Transparency doesn't come in front and maintaining the integrity of the investigation, and that's where my transparency stops. But it's the last question I'm going to ask about the activist or anybody else. We're going to follow our investigation, and we treat it the same. Everybody has a role in society, and we respect everybody, including our activists. But the integrity of the investigation is number one, and we're going to maintain that.
Him going inside that room, did that jeopardize the investigation by allowing him inside
that room? I
don't
think so. Go ahead.
Anybody? Do we know where's Rudy at this moment and his mom?
Yes, we do. Rudy is safe. He is with his mother by choice.
He's an adult.
Yeah.
He's a 25-year-old man.
Right. Chief, hey, we're going to get a few more. Chief. Mario right here, and then we're going to work our way down. Probably four more, and we're going to wrap.
You used the word a minute ago in describing Rudy as a victim. We know that
I said potential victim, and I want to be respectful on that. Yeah.
He disappeared when he was a young man, a teenager. Okay.
17
years old. There's been cases in the past where people have been brainwashed, where people have been told you cannot do, and they're being held against their will. For everyone that's going to be watching this worldwide, because this is a worldwide story, how do you not separate him until you guys are able to get everything together, considering that he disappeared as a child?
Mario, you've been in the business for a long time.
I have.
And I'm going to let you answer that, okay? We've explained everything, some of the challenges and whatnot. Here's a fact. He's a grown man. Listen to what I'm saying. You want me to ask you?
No, he
was an adult, 17. Hold up, okay? Not confrontational. I respect what everybody does, okay? But 17 years old, that's an adult in the state of Texas, okay? A lot of things that we shared up here. So we're going to work our way through it. It takes a little while. There's a lot of development still, even last night, okay? We know that. Everything's coming up. We're going to investigate it. The integrity is going to stay in place. We're going to treat him the same as any other person that comes through that we're conducting an investigation on. I'm done with that part.
Go ahead, Courtney. Officers.
Detective, this might be a better question for the detective.
Go ahead.
I don't know.
Okay.
What's the reason then? What can you tell us about why Rudy and his mother then allegedly lied for 8 years and said he was missing when he clearly wasn't?
I can answer that, though. I mean, we can't predict motivation or whatnot.
No,
we can just try.
They offered during their interview that they said, why go on living this life?
But you know, during the interview and the particulars of it, it's active investigation.
Right.
We respect
you can't
it.
Give us anything.
Okay. Yeah. Next question.
Yeah, investigation like that, how many resources does it take out?
We weren't just doing 8 years total investigation,
right.
Okay? So it went dormant for a little bit, but the case was still open, okay? And I want to say this, until we find people, until we clear it, that's when it should be cleared. But if your question is, we expended some resources, absolutely. Yes.
You said that with the dashboard cameras, the age of some of the vehicles presents a challenge to installation. Is that what you meant? I'm trying to clarify.
No, you're prioritizing, okay? It's we're in a budget that there are challenges, okay? And what I've presented, we'll side note this, okay, because it takes a little while to explain it. When you have challenges, people look at a $1 billion budget, okay, and everybody just, oh my God, HPD has a lot of money. 91-92% of that goes to salary and benefits, so it's not a whole lot of money. We have to pay our people and we have to be competitive. The mayor just gave $7.2 million so we can get more cadets in. So there are a lot of challenges. What I'm saying is, this didn't happen just in the mayor's administration. For years, you need so much amount, $14 million, I always talk about that, to properly replace vehicles in our fleet. But some years when things are just, you got a lot of stuff going on, okay? When you don't get that, it kicks it back and it makes it worse. We have an aging fleet, 50%. 50% of our vehicles, or a little bit more, are beyond the replacement life. And that's patrol vehicles, 100,000 miles, 5 years. Unmarked vehicles, 120,000 miles, 7 years, okay? So we have a very aging fleet and a lot of other problems. So we will prioritize and we're going to get there where we need to. But I'll side state. Go ahead.
I just want to clarify. So then,
yes.
Because I know you said it's an ongoing investigation, but can you say whether that they did give some sort of explanation for why they did this?
Or no.
You can't say it all?
No.
You said patrol units
anything.
Made contact.
Let me get you, and then I'm going to get you. You're going to be the last one. Go ahead.
So I know that, why were HPD officers at the home this morning? And also, I know family members are concerned for Rudy's safety. Is there no concerns as far as the investigators?
You guys want to talk about that call for service?
We can. It's a call for service.
Yeah.
There was a burglary report last night at the house. Patrol responded, and we were alerted because it was a house of note, and it's been part of the investigation, and that is also now part of our investigation, what happened last night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still
you
gone.
Said in the beginning of
Thank
this
you.
Press conference that Rudy has made contact with patrol units at some point. Can you explain what that was, and does he face any charges for saying that he had false names?
So it is a criminal offense to give false names when you're detained under arrest or you're making a valid police report. There was an instance where he did that, him and his mother. At this time, though, the district attorney has declined to accept charges on that until our entire investigation has been completed.
So you tried to charge him as well?
The facts were presented to the district
Good.
Attorney.
Mario, we're going to end it, okay.
Can you say what that contact was quickly, though, with him? You said patrol units. Was it like he was stopped in his car? Can you just tell us?
I was going to ask specifically, did HPD ever go to his home and with his mother, and were any fictitious names given at the home?
Investigators did go out to the home multiple times. They talked to various family members, relatives, friends, neighbors, and yes, they were given a fictitious name.
So was there contact made with Rudy at his home?
Let me close with this one thing, okay? Let me close with this, Mario. Look, we've been open as we can. It's not our first investigation, and everybody here understands what I'm saying about the integrity investigation. This is where we're going to end. We wanted to get up before a lot because this has come as not only a local, but a national, and some cases international, okay, because everything is going on. But it ends today, not our investigation, but as we get more information and when it's appropriate, we'll send out information, okay? So I want to thank everybody. I want to thank you for your patience and thank y'all for what you do every day.
Rudy's father, did you know Rudy's father?
That's it. All right, thank y'all.
Control. Did you know Rudy's father?
That's the latest from the press conference held today on the 6th of July, 2023, regarding Rudy Farias with the Houston PD. We'll continue to cover this story for you right here. Press subscribe so you don't miss any breaking updates. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's Vitamin C Whitening Fluoride Toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's Vitamin C Whitening Fluoride Toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's Vitamin C Whitening Fluoride Toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's Vitamin C Whitening Fluoride Toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's Vitamin C Whitening Fluoride Toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
There's a time and a place for a filet of fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's Vitamin C Whitening Fluoride Toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
What if every student had a tutor, and personalized learning was available to everyone? What if every family had a financial guide, and their investments made for an optimistic future? What if every doctor could diagnose you in seconds, and healthcare visits felt more personal? What if your business never slept, and every customer's shopping experience felt like it was designed especially for them? It can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.